lesson. So this first lesson that we're going to do is number 385, and it's called Increasing the Spreading on the Knees. So that'll make sense in a moment. So all lessons have a number and a name, and I record them so that they're available for everybody in the world to listen to on my website. So you can go back and listen to it anytime. So right now there's over 400 on my website. So I think that's nice. And so the reason they're called lessons is because you're in a process, hopefully, of learning, discovering. And that comes from, that learning discovery comes from you becoming aware. And as I talked about this morning, this sense of feeling. So it's a combination of awareness, sensing and feeling yourself and how you do things. And what's so super cool about this work is how change occurs, is change occurs in awareness. So until you're aware, nothing can change. So you can ponder that for a minute. Because, right, you don't know what you don't know. Right? So if you don't know what you're doing, how could you possibly change it? So the only way change can occur is you have to become aware. And so you become aware of what you are doing and maybe what you're not doing. And sometimes you're going to go, what you are doing is just great. You're doing it. And then you're also going to become aware of, oh my gosh, I don't know how to do that. But the moment that occurs, you're already learning that you can do it. So awareness is the most powerful, to me, tool in the world. It's an incredible tool, and we just don't access it very much as we get older. So that's what you're doing in here. So I'm going to be verbally describing the movements and positions for you to get into. Let me give you a little pillow here. And your job is to listen to the instructions, get in the positions, and as you're doing what I'm instructing you to do is to feel and become aware. And at any time you can ask me a question, you can pull me over. Often I'll come over and touch you because I might want you to feel something a little different. And it's all just to benefit you. So there's no rights, wrongs, it's learning in here. That sound good? Okay. So you start off on your back, and the first process here is just becoming aware of sensing how you lie on your back. What parts of you are making contact with the floor, and what parts are not. So how do you sense your shoulder blades? How do you sense your spine in between your shoulder blades? How do you sense your lower back and your pelvis? And then how do you sense your legs on the floor? Well, that's a great question. So I like that you use the word try, because you don't want to try. But what you're looking for right now, you're examining, does that happen on its own? So the answer to your question is if you're in a really relaxed state and that you right now don't have what's called parasitic effort, which I'll explain in a minute, that would all be touchy because you're not doing any work right now. But most of us have parasitic effort. And what that is that we've done work activities that have required muscles to overwork. So even when you're in a resting state, they're tense. They're not fully released. So that's where your awareness kicks in, where you go, gosh, this part of me is really not letting go. is still tense there. That's good information for you. But you don't have to try to make anything happen. As those muscles learn to let go, you're going to feel by the end of this, things are touching that weren't touching. Okay? Great question. Okay, so you're going to now roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left and go slow enough so you can just feel how you roll your head. Excellent. And you bring it back to center. And then for you guys, I'm going to have you take off your glasses. It'll be best with your glasses off to the side. So you're going to start by rolling over onto your stomach. And you're going to be on your stomach, and you're going to bring your hands to like a push-up position. So your hands are kind of under your shoulder area, and your elbows are in the air. Okay, so everybody get to that place. Your head's down with your forehead on the floor. So you always put the center of your head, elbows in the air. And remember, your hands are kind of under the shoulders. Think of where your shoulders. Excellent. And then Bill's doing the perfect thing, which is we're going to work with your feet for a moment, is you're going to tuck your feet under. We call it a runner's position. So tuck your feet under and come in a runner's position. And for some people, this is really hard because their toes. So you tuck under in a runner's position. Okay? That's it. And from here, what you're going to do is you're going to pop your knees up to straighten your knees and then lower them back down. So when you pop the knees up, the heels push back. Okay? And this really teaches your feet how to be in the correct right angle. And I said, like I said at the beginning of today, many people have issues with their ankles. And then if your feet, if you can't move correctly in your ankles and your feet, you're going to be all off in your hips, knees, and pelvis. That's it. So you just pop your knees up to feel the heels go back and you have that good bend in your toes. Excellent. Okay, and you're going to pause, stay on your stomach, and let your feet rest. And so from here, you're going to come up onto your hands and knees. So I'm sure many of you have done things on your hands and knees. Okay, so once you're on your hands and your knees, and your knees are spread equally where your hips are. Okay, so some of you need to go a little further. Your hips aren't that narrow. That's it. You're going to do the same thing with your feet in this position. So you're going to tuck the toes under and then flatten them. Tuck the toes under. That's it. And flatten them. Good. You just go back and forth. Excellent. Now, the next time you tuck the toes under, keep them there. Okay, keep your toes. And now you're going to think of walking your pelvis backwards as if to sit your butt on your heels. And then your hands will move back too. Now, how do you do that? That's it. So take your butt backwards. And then can you lower your arms? It's kind of almost like a child's pose so that your forearms are down. Bill, excellent. Okay, so that's it. And then come back up onto your hands. Excellent, and you're gonna do that again. So we wanna get your butt close to your heels. Now what this is doing, if you pay attention, is that you've gotta bend a lot on the front side, which is your hip flexors. So a lot of us are tight in the hip flexors. And we can be tight in the feet. So go back, and then come up. That's it, Bill. Excellent. Okay, and do that one more time. Can I help you?
What time do you finish?
We'll be done at 5. Yeah, it's a workshop. So you can stretch in the other rooms. And you can take the mats out to the other rooms. Okay, good. Now go ahead and lie on your stomach to rest for a moment. Okay, come back up onto your hands and knees. And this time you're going to do the same thing, except you're going to leave the top of your feet flat. And you'll see why. So all you're going to do is kind of let your bottom go back to your heels. And as your bottom goes back to your heels, notice what's happening on the front side. So I want your chest to be on top of your thighs. Beautiful, Bill. Come back up then onto your hands. And so one of the reasons that we go back from the start and then back to the movement, we're always doing movement, is your body's learning how each time to progress. So you like open up and then you create the closing feel. Excellent. How's everybody doing with that? Good. Okay, so this next time you're gonna stay, and actually everybody kind of move to the top of your mat. Your hands, your fingertips are to the top, okay? And you're gonna go back with your feet flat and you're gonna stay there. So you're down on your forearms. Okay, everybody got that? Okay, so this next position is where you're gonna get your core involved. You're gonna start with your right leg only. So you're going to take your right leg and we're going to extend it straight back. Okay? And then you're going to pull it back up. Now, what I'd like you to try to do is do a smaller movement with your pelvis. Right? So all of you are lifting up. So how can you stay fairly down and slide the knee back? And stay with the right leg only. We're only going to do the right leg. Right, so you don't want to lift the pelvis high up. There you go, find a way. Excellent, Bill. So you straighten the leg out and pull it back in. And you lift a couple inches from your butt, but not all the way back. So Bonnie, I want you to lower your butt back down. Back, 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 and let your foot be flat. So get your butt towards your heels. Bonnie, go back to your butt towards your heels. There you go, and now straighten the leg all the way. That's it, keep going. And this is a big stretch. You're doing opposite movements on the front of your hips. One leg should be long, which is the right leg, and stay there. That's it, everybody got that? So stay there. No, because your right leg's not long. Right leg needs to be long. Like this, excellent. So you're opening this side and shortening this side. You feel that? So this side is opening and this side shortening. Beautiful, Barb. That's it, Bonnie. Okay, that's it. That's it, so, and then that's it. Okay, bring the right knee back in, pull it up, and straighten it back out again. Do that a few more times and then we'll rest. That's it, Bonnie. So stay down there. So once you're here, that's it. You go there. Let this relax. This is working way too hard. There. Let it relax. Now pull this back in. So bring that knee. There you go. Now bring it back in, this knee, without lifting your butt so much, which means you have to bend from the hip. Yeah, I want you to try to do that without lifting up here. Right? So once you're here, right? You want to see if you can pull that up. You can go a little out to the side, but I don't want you to lift your butt up so much. There. Okay, rest on your backs. Let's rest on your back.
Question. When you're
rest on your back first, okay. And then I'll answer. So you guys rest on your backs. So when you rest on your back, you got to come to resting on your back, no sitting. Got to rest. Legs long. Rest. So the resting is super important because that's the time that your brain's assimilating whatever you learned. So you had a question.
Okay, it's easy to raise your hips, mm-hmm. and slide that leg back down. Mm-hmm. But when you try to bring it up, my hip goes way up. I can't keep it down.
Right, in time you will. Oh, so okay. That was a discovery, right?
Yeah.
So once you notice that, we're gonna try the left side. You're gonna see if you can keep it lower. Okay, let's come back over, hands and knees. And you're gonna first sit your bottom back and come back up. We're gonna just go back to sitting the bottom back. So you wanna look for your chest to be all the way on top of your knees, right? You're just learning to fold yourself and taking your bottom backwards. But most of us are really tight in our hips. So this is starting to open your hips so that you can use your core. The hips have got to be open, okay? Now, once you're back, can you straighten the left leg, right? And I know I have to lift my butt up a little bit too, but I try not to come all the way up. This is my harder side, Barb, so I have to lift up more because of my knee.
Yeah, I wanted to see. I had the same question.
So. It's gonna come up a little bit, but you just keep working with it. So get down, I'll come over. So straighten the leg. Yeah, so find a way, you can come up a little bit, and each time you wanna come up less, so that's great. And then, yeah, you're gonna come up a little bit. Go ahead.
There's no room.
Go ahead, bring it up, and then come back down to letting this be down. But yeah, the room is in the hip flexor. There actually is room. And now bring, okay. Yeah, and then so pull it up.
Can I go to the side a little bit?
You can go to the side a little bit. But yeah, there you go. Yeah.
It works.
Yeah, you can go a little bit to the side, but not much. So stay with that left leg, lengthening.
A question. This knee is half new.
Right.
And this had knee surgery a year ago. So is it hurting just because I haven't done this?
Yes.
I'm
yes.
not hurting it.
No.
And it's just that I haven't stretched it like this.
Right, and let me get you more cushioning because it's hard on my knee too. So excellent question. So, and I didn't realize we had the small balls in here. Silly me. This is one of the most important things for your knee is learning to kneel. Because
because for a year I was told, don't
right.
kneel.
Yeah, and then when they give you the okay, why it's so important is all the weight starts to line up in your hip. When you've had any kind of knee surgery, you are not using your hip correctly. We often learn to do this when we're in the crutches and all kinds of, we go to sit on the toilet and slide the leg out, right? Because it hurts so much to bend it. So let's add this, okay? No, leave that too, because I want it cushy for you.
Okay,
and if you guys are tired, you can rest on your back or you can alternate doing one knee and then the other. So there you are, that's it. And so let's straighten this knee and that's it. And that's good. And then come back up underneath you. So you guys, I guess I'm misdirecting. It's okay if the pelvis lifts a little bit and then it sinks back down.
Okay.
Okay? It's just some of you are lifting it way high in the air. Now, isn't that better for your knee when you have that extra blanket?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, consider it.
Okay, let's all rest on your backs. Okay, let's come back up onto your hands and knees. Okay, so it's an excellent question. So when you get on your hands and knees, if anybody else has issues with their knees, you really want to feel, that's why I said your knee is lined up underneath your hip. If your knees are too close together, it's not going to feel right. Okay, so you want to find that correct place. Okay, you're going to go back again to sitting your butt towards your heels. And I love this next movement because this is what your skiing is going to be all about. So now that your butt's towards your heels and you're on your forearms, and actually maybe look up towards the wall in front of you, you're just going to roll your pelvis over to the left and feel what you do and come back. And how much balance do you have? Just go to the left. We're going to just feel what is it like to go to the left, because this is what you do in skiing. You actually shift your pelvis and your legs, like I said, don't do much underneath you. And one more time, go over to the left. Just roll the pelvis. And now let's try to go to the right. And I want you to notice when you go to the right and come back to the center, which side do you roll easier to? Right or left? Right, so there's a big bend that you do in your spine. And you want to feel that bend, and really what you want to do is not to try to make the side that can go easier continue to go easier and then the other side get up to it. Have the side that's easier back off and match its side with your left side. So the side that you don't go as far bending, match to that side. So you just roll your butt right and left. So when you're skiing, this is what happens. This is where you make your turns. And your legs stay together underneath you. Does that make sense? You feel that? Now notice the weight on your elbows and your hands. So see if you can encourage, as you roll to the right, weight on the right side of the elbow. In fact, the left elbow should lift up. See if you can do that. Excellent, right? That encourages you. That's my easier side. Now when you come to the left, really weight bear in the left elbow, and can you lift up the right? Right, that's a little harder for me. So these very small distinctions tell you a lot, don't they, about balance. It tells you how much you bend in the middle part of your spine. Excellent. Okay, that's enough, and rest on your backs. So did everybody feel a difference from one side to the other? No? You're pretty even?
Yeah. I might feel even.
Yeah?
My right.
Close to even?
No.
Okay.
My right was easier, much easier.
So is that something that you want to do every day?
Because,
wow, is that good for the hip flexors?
This is incredible for the hip flexors. Yeah. So rest, legs long, rest. So you didn't feel much different? Mm-hmm. So when you ski, do you feel like you carve pretty similarly?
I feel like I always go to my left side.
Okay. So we'll try it again, and I'll look at you.
Yeah.
So what do you think, so when you do that, right, and you're going to really feel this in the second lesson, but it's what's happening here that allows the pelvis to go each side. Did you feel a difference, or is it pretty same?
Do you know, I thought right side was easier, but then the more I did it, the more even I thought that.
Fantastic. Okay, let's try it one more time. So come back over to the same position. So you sit your butt on your heels, you're on your forearms, look up at the front, there you go, and then you just roll your pelvis. Excellent, feel what you do here. Now roll the other way. Excellent. Now as you roll to this side, put weight on this elbow and lift the other elbow. And then weight there on that elbow and lift. See, that's a little harder, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little harder.
Okay.
Just, you're pretty even.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest difference is in this section for you right here. When you go this way, right there, feel right here. You have a great capacity to bend here, which makes that easy to lift. When you do this side, you don't bend in this chunk. See, it's harder to lift that arm.
Okay, sure.
It is. You don't bend right here. But all below, you do really well. So it's like, I mean, we're like asking for the cream of the crop right now. But why not, right? So what you do is you learn to go, oh, well, I feel how this arm is lighter because I move here. Can I do something here? There you go. You see, as soon as we discovered it, you're on the road to feeling that. So it's important to be able to lift the opposite elbow, right? This opposite side you're going to, you want that to be light because that's grabbing the upper ribs. So that's excellent, Bonnie. That's a key part of this. So see, there's simple movements, but they tell you a lot about your body mechanics. Yeah, so you actually go this way easier. See, you fold easier here and bend wider here. So this fold here, that's harder for you. Excellent. Okay, and let's rest again. Very nice.
What can you do if you've got, like, let's say I've got my a fused ankle, and when I go over to the left side.
Okay, go back down and let everybody else rest, and I'm just going to look at Bill.
It's really painful.
Well, I don't want it to be really painful. So this foot, I mean, you do amazing at that point. Is this the fused one?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's good. That's good enough.
Okay, but what
and then come right back there? Over here.
This is easy.
And this is going to be fabulous for you, Bill. I just want you to do a little of that. But remember when I told you how much your feet dictate? Your feet dictate. So his fused ankle dictates a lot about how he can move. So he can go over here really well, but that fused ankle, he can only do this side a little bit. And that's good enough. But in time, even with a fused ankle, that can get better. So everybody rest for a minute on your back. Yeah. I mean, so, you know, that's one of the things that's so difficult with sometimes with surgery in the language, right? When we talked about language in the beginning, the word fusion often is interpreted to most of us meaning there's no movement left, okay? And one of my girlfriends just had to go in and get a fusion in her neck, and she was terrified. And so I told her this story to relieve her as she was going in. Because I said, do you know that half the population is walking around and people have what's called stenosis? And what stenosis is your own body fuses itself. So most of us, if we went in at this point and had x-rays of our spine, we might have one or two places where we've actually somewhat fused ourselves. And you don't even know it. So if one or two joints are like that, compressed or fused, do you see how in the whole scheme of the whole body, the whole spine, if everything else is moving really well, it's not going to be such a big deal. It's pretty minuscule. But what happens is for like, Bill's a great example, okay, his ankle got fused. It's not that big an area that got fused, but all of a sudden, his whole foot acts like no other joints are available. But it was just one location that got fused. But there's tons of other joints there. So what we do is we learn to move all the other joints around that one area, and then it doesn't show up so sticky, so stuck. Does that make sense? So just realize people are walking around, huh? Are you getting cold? Okay, people are walking around with mild fusions all the time, and they don't even know it. So Bill, that can improve. That's basically what I'm telling you.
Okay, good.
Okay, roll over onto your stomach again, and you're going to come back onto your forearms and knees. And now this time you do get a, you're going to sit your butt back, but you get to keep it up a little bit more. Because what you're going to do is as you extend the right leg back, you're going to tuck those toes under. And this is where you're going to feel your core. So extend the right leg, the knee is straight, and your toes are tucked under. And immediately you should feel it in your core. Pull the right leg back, and you should feel your core relaxes. So bring the right knee back to where you started. And now the core relaxes. So feel as you lengthen the leg back, flex the foot, the core engages. Right where your belly button is. Bring the knee back. You're kneeling and there's no core. Extend, toes are tucked under. So there should be no movement of the pelvis now. So keep doing that a few more times. Right, so the pelvis is not going up and down, excellent. But as soon as you get on the toes, you feel the core. Is everybody feeling that?
I'm sorry, I'm just looking
at. I don't want you to look. Okay, so you're on.
I can't hear very well. I couldn't hear your story about fusion.
Okay.
So that's why I moved here so I could hear you better.
Okay, so down on your forearms, so that's the first thing. Yeah, keep your pelvis right there. Extend your leg back and have the toes tucked under, like that, right there, and your core should engage. Bring the knee back to where you started, and the core rests. And do it again. Extend, curl the toes, knee is locked, and now lift your head to look at the, there, and you should feel your core engage. So the whole point we're doing this one movement is you feel the core, and then you feel it release. Now go to your left leg. Tuck those toes under, remember? So your toes are down. There, like that. And then you pull it back in. And the pelvis does not lift or lower. So Bill, go back with that left leg. I'm gonna watch you. That's it. Excellent. Right as soon as you get there, Bill, you should feel that belly button tightening. Okay, perfect. Can you hear me better? Is this better? Okay.
You
know what? I think too it echoes a lot in here, so I'm sorry. Beautiful. Okay, now let's try both legs at the same time. Okay, so you can do one or both at the same time, one and then the other meets it, or like that's it, and then take the other. And then you feel the whole core. Okay, so you don't want movement with your pelvis. You just learned how to do one leg. So take one back, keep it there, bring the other back, stay there, bring one knee in, and then the other knee in. With minimal movement with your pelvis. It's really quiet. And as soon as you get both legs back, it's in your core. You guys feeling that? Excellent. Let's rest on your back. Okay, let's roll over again. Let's start on your knees and back to your forearms. And we're gonna go back to that position of sitting your bottom back. And once you're back there, you're gonna extend the right leg. And you're gonna keep the right leg long. So everybody get there. So at this point, your left buttock should be on your left heel. Okay? Excellent. Now we're going to do that rolling movement again. So can you roll your butt to the right and roll off your, left. Roll to the left so that your left cheek comes on the floor. Excellent. And roll it back up. Okay, and so this is the movement that you need for skiing. Excellent. This is this lateral bend. Beautiful. And then you pull it back up. So start to feel. Remember in that second ab movement we did where we swung the leg under and brought it up? It's related to this. So it's all about your pelvis and your trunk for skiing. This is how you make a turn. So it's like I break down how you make turns. And then you don't do anything with your arms. What are you doing? Pull from here. Yeah, so this tells us the problem. There. And maybe this should be out a little bit. There you go. Drop all this. There you go. Soften. Roll. And now pull it back up. So what I want you to do is not go as far. Go here and here. And gradually. And it's because you don't have the balance here. You got to let go in here. Right? You're holding too much. And now pull back. That's it. And pull back. So the pulling comes back with this leg, right? This hip. Is everybody getting it?
So if you can't roll over to the floor.
Right, if you can't roll all the way over, what you do is you modify. So you only go a little bit and you pull back. And the pulling back is all from your pelvis and your waist. You roll to the left and come back. Roll to the left. And come back. Roll. Excellent, Bonnie. And come back. Okay, let's rest on your backs. We're going to try it on the other side in a moment. Bill, excellent resting.
Yes. Well, I just tried it through each way.
Perfect.
And it was easy to learn.
Yeah.
Ready. I'm not going to be able to move tomorrow.
No, you will be able to move tomorrow. Okay, let's come back over again. Forearms and knees, right? And you're gonna lower your pelvis back and then you straighten the left leg, okay? And then you're gonna roll the pelvis to the right. And then you're gonna come back up. So the thing is, when you roll to the right, it's the left side that has to do the work to bring you back to balance, okay? That left side that pulls back up. And these are the side glutes and abs. Nice, Bonnie. So if you can't roll all the way over, you just do a little. Beautiful, Bill. That's enough. Right? You don't have to go super far. And just like, is it Janice, right? Janice is doing a great job because of her knees. She's got to really go carefully because this is really a lot for her with her knees. Excellent. Beautiful, Barb. So now feel it's the left side that pulls you back. That's better. Yeah, you're getting it. Right?
Yeah, I think you need practice.
Good. Okay. And let's just go back for 1 minute. Pull that left leg up. Stay with both knees under you. Remember when we just did the rolling of your pelvis now to the right and to the left? So go back to that one. That's it, Bill, with your legs like that. Your butt's on your heels. And now just roll over to the left and right. So remember when you roll to the right, the left arm lifts, the left elbow. And that should be easier now. Is this easier? Is it getting lighter? Yes, yeah, so what we got to work for you on is right in here is learning how to bend like that. You just keep everything straight. Bend and then scrunch. So I'm going to give you another homework. Okay, rest on your backs, you guys. So now when you go back to your back and rest, just see if you're resting flatter. Bill, back to your question. See if parts of you are making contact now that weren't before. The shoulders. Excellent. Roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left and see how that feels. And then just take a moment to see overall how you're lying on the floor. And what's always a really great question to ask is, what feels different? It doesn't matter what it is, but you just notice what feels different. So it's going to be very individual. Depending on, each person has something different to learn. So even though we're doing the same movements, as I've moved throughout the room with each one of you, you each have something different to learn, right? Bill's got his restriction with his ankle. Janice has both knees that have been worked on, right? So what each of them have to learn is completely different. It's based on them, right? And there's no other work out there that has this emphasis. Right? In yoga and everything else, everybody's trying to get to a correct position. They're not trying to learn about themselves in the position. Right? Because, for example, with Bill's fused ankle, he's not going to be able to do some of the foot positions that are required. He's going to have to modify, right? Does that make sense to everybody? So just feel right now for you, what feels different? What do you feel that you learned? Where did the learning show up for you? Okay, so we're just going to take a moment here to roll to your side and come up to standing. We'll take another little break here for the bathroom and water to come back and start the second lesson.